This is Ken Lubin, the host and founder of the Executive Athletes Podcast, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to thank everyone that's been listening, and thank you for the comments and feedback. They're awesome and an incredible help in this journey to making this podcast better and better each episode. Once again, this is unscripted and unedited, as I believe it is the best way to get to really know the guest. Today's guest is Mike Rosa. Mike is the founder of Anabolic Aliens. Mike started making YouTube fitness videos in 2014, self-teaching himself videography, editing, as well as SEO. Now the Anabolic Aliens YouTube channel reaches over 600,000 subscribers worldwide and has over 80,000 followers on Instagram. You guys should subscribe and check it out on both mediums. But across all medias, the Anabolic Aliens brand has amassed a following over 1 million with multiple sponsorships. Along with his online success, Mike created the workout app Exerprise, which was rated the number one new health and fitness app in the Play Store for 2018 and has over 150,000 active users to date. And I'm sure that's grown since then. His brand has transformed from being an influencer into a very successful business over the years. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Ken. I'm pumped to be here.
So Mike, tell us about the fact that, you know, in 2014, you just sort of grabbed the bull by the horns and started making fitness videos and grew into this awesome business. Tell us a little bit about yourself, but more importantly, how, you know, you got that rolling.
Yeah, it originally started out actually back in high school, my senior year. Before I really ever got into the gym, into really fitness, my mom was trying to get in shape. So I decided to do a whole workout program with her to help motivate her and just be part of the process to see what happens to my body as well. And we did the Insanity program by Sean T together at home. And right then I was immediately hooked. I was like, this is the most fun I've had putting myself to work. I absolutely loved working out from day one and seeing the physical transformation, seeing what it did to my mom's motivation, her happiness, my happiness. It made me realize that I am in love with exercise and I want everyone to feel this sense of confidence that it provides you when you're pushing yourself and getting actual results. And I originally at this time was very into baseball. I went to college for baseball at Western New England and didn't like that school and ended up transferring out, got into powerlifting seriously. So the gym became even more of a priority of mine with actually competitiveness. And that's when Anabolic Aliens started. It was like a hobby more than anything else. It was just me posting progress videos. I had some buddies involved then, and it was just posting videos to help other people feel the exact same feeling that working out provided me, and I wanted everyone to be able to experience that. So I started releasing videos in 2014, then for 2 years straight, didn't miss one single week of uploading a new YouTube video. Now, it wasn't because there was some kind of deadline or anything. It was because I cared that much about it. It was a passion of mine, and it was really fun. And then all of a sudden, a couple videos started to take off, get some traction. The next thing I know, my 5-minute at home workout series went viral and one video went over 1 million views. Then I was like, yo, people are liking this style. I got to make a ton more content of this exact same style. And I realized it was because it was time specific. It was equipment specific. It was for a specific niche to help people who struggled finding results because they felt they didn't have the time. They didn't have the equipment availability. So I want to provide as many workouts as possible to help people in all different types of scenarios be able to actually get results, enjoy their exercise, and get that same confidence result feeling that exercise provided me, and it really changed my life. So I did my intense 5-minute at home series, intense 5-minute dumbbell series, then barbell only, resistance band only, kettlebell only, and it really sparked from there with those specific niches. And then as my community grew, that's when I realized exactly the type of content I needed to create because it was coming from the community, it was fueled by my community. So a simple listen and play game, and then it turned into much more than just a hobby. People actually started following along, started gaining a lot of followers. It took 2 years to get to 10,000. Then all of a sudden, what hit 10,000, video went viral, 50,000 in less than like a week, and then 100,000 like a month later. And it just kept growing at that rate. And now I'm actually a little update from the beginning. We're about to hit 800,000 on YouTube, and the app is about to have 350,000 users. And the whole overall media reach of Anabolic Aliens is over 1.5 million now.
That's amazing. And I love the fact that you just, you started out from a passion. I think a lot of people make the mistake of getting into this thinking that they're going to be a YouTube sensation in a day and a half, right? And it, like you said, the first 2 years you're at 10,000, and then it took off from there. Talk to us about
exactly.
You know, I know a lot of people right now, obviously this is the pandemic's going on. A lot of people are in transition. They're sort of like, you know, how do I sort of create my own personal brand? How do I move forward from there? Talk to us a bit about that and creating a brand from scratch and creating, you know, in addition to Anabolic Aliens, you've created sort of Mike Rosa, the brand as well. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah. So it originally, like I said, it was a hobby in the beginning, and we didn't want to just be like our name and then fitness at the end of it, like everyone else does. Came up with Anabolic Aliens to be different, stand out, and to have a lot of ability to have variety with the brand, meaning it wasn't so directed in one way. We can go a lot of different ways with such a name like that, meaning we can do content that helps with this niche. We can do content that helps with this niche. It wasn't just about bodybuilding. It wasn't just about powerlifting. Even though I was powerlifting at the time, I was releasing content of home workouts. It was really just a whole community of people who wanted to get results that they never thought possible for themselves. And I always say gains out of this world because I mean it. And it's like we never have limits if we keep progressing in proper ways that it's actually an enjoyable process and it's sustainable. So I think one of the main things with branding is I never from day one cared about popularity. And I really mean that because I always posted for relevancy. And that's when I really learned SEO. So all of my videos, they aren't targeted to get hundreds of thousands of views right off the bat. Now, obviously I'd love that, but realistically my strategy and has worked is I release content that is going to be niche specific, that is going to be search driven. And then I do all the metadata on the back end. And then those videos get found when people need them. So I'll release a video and it will get like 5 to 10,000 views in the first couple days, but then you look back at that video 6 months and it'll be in the hundreds of thousands, potentially millions. Now I have multiple views I have multiple videos in the millions now. So I really think the branding aspect comes down to the consistency and then improving the quality and then increasing the quantity. And what I mean by that is, like I said, for the first 2 years, when it wasn't really a brand, I was releasing every single week consistently and always working to improve. And I look back at videos I released even a year ago and I cringe because it's like at that time you do the best you can, but you have to work to get better. And that's when you work on increasing the quality and work on increasing the quantity. And then that's how I started doing my 30-day series. I had my niche settled. I had my consistency set up. I had my quality game stepped up. People were like really liking what they were seeing. And now I'm releasing 30-day series. I'm releasing a video every single day. And the brand just keeps rapidly growing because of that. And it's all still SEO search driven. So I've really tried to put a name for myself in the industry of providing workout routines and specific elements that a lot of other trainers don't necessarily promote because they always try to promote perfection. And for me, it's about getting better.
No, and I love that, right? You know, and believe me, I go back to some of my first episodes doing this. I cringe. Actually, I go to ones from 2 weeks ago and I still cringe, right? It's all about how can you become better? How can you sort of, not that you're pushing the limits, but your own personal limits, right? Of sort of getting outside of your comfort zone. But that's what makes, once you step out of your comfort zone on one episode, the next one, like that's normal. And then you can keep doing it and doing it. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle. And I love the fact that, you know, you're doing it via fitness and everything else, because that's such an important piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And one thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is that quality is very subjective. People see things very differently. Therefore, a video that you may not like and you're hesitant about putting it out there, someone else may think that's the best video in the world. So it's really just a matter of doing, executing, stop worrying about what everyone else is thinking. And then as you keep that consistency up and keep improving the quality, building your following, that's when you're really able to establish a brand. And then on top of the consistent things that you're doing for your brand that people are already following, that's when you talked about me being more very personally involved with the brand. And yeah, that's because I'm also doing things like powerlifting competitions. I'm about to do my first ever physique show. I was just on a TV show on Discovery Channel, and I'm trying to do things to really help get my name out there, because it all shines back to my business and what I'm truly passionate about and what I want to get the message across to the world.
Right. No, and that's super important. But I love what you said earlier on. It's it's not about the views, right? You weren't doing it to be popular. You weren't doing it about the views, but you're doing it because that's what you loved and that's what your passion was. And I think that's the other thing. A lot of people think that there needs to be some business, you know, brilliancy behind it, and there doesn't, right? You know, because there's going to be a lot more people out there who are looking for your advice, number one, but number two, that can really connect with you. And I think that's the biggest piece is connecting and connecting with individuals that are out there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think that's one of the main things that a lot of brands don't relate to as well, is that the community engagement is so important. If you're passionate about what you do and actually listen to your community and what they're potentially passionate about and how they all intertwine, that's how you create an engaged following. And now I just know what's going to be helping my community before I even post it, because I'm so involved with my community, meaning it's impossible at this point to answer every DM and every comment, but I read every single one and I make content that's fueled off of that. And I think that relationship aspect of trying to help fill everyone's needs is so incredibly important, especially as branding becomes even more essential as the internet keeps on developing.
And from the homework that you're doing, where do you see this going? What's the next step in sort of, you know, the world of social media and continue to build branding?
Well, so based off everything that's happened with YouTube and the success of growing that media channel, I took that and put it all into my app, XAPRIZE. I created the app XAPRIZE with the same exact concepts of what got my YouTube channel popular and those videos viral. I wanted a workout app that was like no other. So you could choose what muscle groups you wanted to work out, the equipment availability you had available to you, your workout preference, sets and reps, your time intervals, how long you actually had to work out, and then boom, you had a follow-along workout generated for you in seconds. And that's really where I'm taking my fitness business to the next level, technologically speaking, because we're doing so many different things and creating our own media platform on XAPRIZE. We're going to be adding calorie counters, user profiles, trainer profiles, program creation tools. And I really want XAPRIZE to be the one-stop app that everyone goes to for all their fitness needs, nutrition, and workouts. So that's all going to be really how we're going to be game-changing everything, because all of the concepts that I've learned over the last few years that have proven to be successful, that I've seen the niches, that I've seen what's not there and that's needed, it's all going to be going into my app.
Right. And what, you know, what are some of the people and what types of feedback do you get from your videos and from your apps, right? I think that's the other thing is people are more afraid of the feedback than they are of actually doing it. How did you get over that hump?
It really was a matter of just being consistent. And I really mean the consistency aspect even before quality, because if I was so worried about what everyone else was thinking about how exactly this would fit this person, how this would reach this person, I would be moving at such a slow pace. And the realism is, if I release as much content as I can in the best way I can, trying to help as many people as possible, I'm going to reach more people than worrying about if this video is going to be the perfect video to help this person. So I really try to work with my community at a whole scale versus rather smaller individually based. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, because it really helps me kind of branch off into keep on going forward versus always backtracking and double thinking myself and second guessing, because a lot of us second guess our content. We don't want to post this picture because maybe our left arm isn't as high as our right, or some kind of lighting isn't right. Maybe the audio wasn't perfect. For me, if my audio is not perfect, I do my best to improve it. And I still release that video because it's about getting the help out there. And if you're providing value, the quality isn't even the most important element anymore if you're providing value. True value that actually is going to help people. And that's when you provide that consistent value. And then if you just work on improving the quality, I think quality is meaning I could definitely improve my video quality. I could still improve my audio quality. I could hire a filming crew to help me. But realistically, if I did that, I wouldn't be able to release my 30-day series, because what I do is I set it up on a tripod, film those workouts and edit myself and get those videos out because I'm releasing every day. It wouldn't be possible going through a third party. So it really depends on exactly what the goal is of what you're trying to post, and then just stop caring so much about what everyone else is thinking, especially if what you're trying to do is help.
I love that, you know, and I think that's so important because, like you said, you never know what you think is a marginal video or a podcast or whatever. That could be someone's, you know, that's their favorite. And it shows I'm a lot like you, right? It sort of shows the vulnerability piece of it as well. We're not perfect. We don't need everything to be perfect out there. And if someone can see one workout that is going to change their lives, they don't really care about what the audio quality is or the video quality is, right? They're looking for it for a completely different reason than you and I think they would be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously the quality does play a role. Like, more people will click on an aesthetic video, more people will follow along if it's a great audio. But the realism is, it's just about the fact that you're trying to help people. So just put out content.
Right. So talk to us a bit about, you know, one of the things I always love to talk about is the importance of being fit while growing a business as well, right? And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They always say they don't have time to do this or they don't have time to do that because of, you know, time, right? Or because of work or because of kids or this or that. But talk to us about the importance of being fit as well as being a productive, you know, employee or business owner or entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm lucky because my business is in the fitness industry. So I'm staying fit while I'm doing my business. But realistically, one of my biggest clientele is business people who always use the excuse in the past of, I don't have time. That's exactly why I created all these different types of workouts and my whole app. And I tell people and I help them realize that 30 minutes a day is significantly a lot more than nothing. And the realism is, maybe you do need an hour to see the best result possible. But if you don't have that hour, start with 30 minutes. Get in the habit, build that consistency, and then again, work on your quality, and then increase your quantity. Start having a better workout in 30 minutes. Now start doing maybe next week 40 minutes. It's those slow increments of progression. And I think a lot of people misunderstand, thinking that I immediately have to go into the gym for 2 hours. Oh, I have to even go into the gym. You can do everything right from home. You don't even need equipment. You just need to have the accountability to get yourself moving. And I think that's so incredibly important, especially in the business world, because one, the stress levels in the business world are insane. I can speak firsthand from that. And working out is my stress relief every single day. And when I feel more confident with my body, feel happy with how I'm looking, how I'm physically feeling, I feel like I'm mentally more motivated as well to keep pushing myself to that next level in all aspects of my life, which directly relates to business. So I think one of the main reasons that people who are really business involved, have a big family, have their kids going around and feel like they don't have time, one, they're probably tired. So maybe we need a caffeine source, but whatever helps them get themselves moving and just realizing that it doesn't need to be the most perfect workout in the world. It just needs to be you getting yourself active, getting your workout in, establishing that healthy consistency, and then working on getting better from that point. You just need to find your beginning, which I think is the hardest part for the majority of people.
Right. Now, what do they say? A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and it can't be more. That's more important now. And like you were saying is, and I love a lot of your videos, it's just body weight stuff. If most people, you don't even need to go to the gym. If you can't handle body weight stuff, don't even worry about using weights yet.
Exactly. And it's like I said, I'm someone who's been going to the gym now for over 6 years, training very heavy powerlifting, and yet I'm still releasing these body weight 5-minute intense workouts on YouTube. And it's because, one, I personally view those as finishers. They're great ways to exhaust the muscles, but there's so many different ways you can train. You can utilize multiple sets and have a full workout from home itself. It's about just hitting the muscle fibers in full entirety to make sure you train properly and build symmetrically, and then start at the point you're at and get to your next level. Everyone's so concerned about what other someone else's physique is or what weight I need to do. If you just focused on your own increments of progression, you would see results so much faster than you never imagined, and it wouldn't be nearly as time consuming or equipment specific as you think it would be. It's just getting to your next level.
No, and like you were saying, the time stuff, right? 30 minutes, it's all you can, or some people say, I don't have time. I'm like, well, you got 10 minutes, you got 5 minutes, and I bet you can't do burpees 5 minutes straight, right? So go do burpees exactly. For 5 minutes straight and see what happens, right? And all of a sudden, yeah, you're not going to be moving, you know, for most people. And that's how simple it is. It's really, you know, do that or go for a walk around the block. It's even if you walk a mile slow, it's still only 15 minutes, right? You know, to go out there and to get the endorphins going, to get everything released and to get everything moving. And one of the things you were talking about too is stress and stress in the workplace. And, you know, we all know that movement, sort, you know, motion creates emotion, or motion. Yeah. Motion creates emotion. And it's more important now with, you know, with anxiety, with depression, with not knowing what's going to happen with your kids and everything else. But if you can go out there and get your butt moving for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you're doing better than most.
Exactly. And the best part about that is once you start doing that, it's going to be so much easier to get to 30 minutes, to get to 40 minutes, to keep on stepping it up. And that's if you, my 30-day series on YouTube are actually specifically designed that way. And it's been a really cool thing seeing community feedback, because I start those workouts off week one. They're like 7 to 10 minutes. Actually, my cardio series started off as low as 4 minutes. And that's because we work up in increments. And by the end of the day, you're doing like 20, 25 minute plus workouts. And it's to completely build you up to that point of progression where it's not overwhelming from the beginning. It's quick. You're getting an intense, quick workout, and then you're able to keep building as you go.
What about, so talk to us a bit about, you know, some of the stuff that you're doing, you know, for competing. You said you're doing a physique contest, you're powerlifting. I'd love to hear some of the stuff that you're doing there.
Yeah. So for powerlifting, my type of training was power building more so. So I did a lot of strength-based main priority compounds with followed by like hypertrophy, and I'd use linear periodization. Yeah, that's a word.
Periodization.
Periodization and cycling down in the vault. So basically we started off with more high volume for my powerlifting training, and then would cycle down into less volume, but much heavier weight. So that was more of my training style leading up to a powerlifting competition. And now we're actually doing a similar thing for my physique show, where we're starting off with more volume, but we're doing a lot less compound-based movements and doing much more a set accessory and things that are really going to help bring out the exact muscularity of my definition versus overall size development. Because I have a lot of size, and now we're trying to sculpt this all together. So the diet is now absolutely essential, and I'm on the exact same meals for a week-by-week basis, and then we adjust the calories and macros as we go.
That's so what type of diet are you following? Everyone, this is like the magic question, right? Everyone, you know, is always wondering what someone's diet is, but what type of diet are you following? I know for physique contests, it's not easy.
Yeah. So this, I'm 14 weeks out right now. So it's actually a lot easier at this point than you think, because I'm eating actually more calories than my maintenance. So I'm in a slight surplus right now for the first week, and I'm set up with specific meals rather than specific macros. So my calories right now are about 3,500, and then I have 6 meals throughout the day, and I'm eating those 6 meals every day for this first week to see how my body responds, see how it affects me aesthetically, and then I can kind of dictate which specific foods work well with my body and then make adjustments as we cut down and slowly start seeing the specific definition elements that are going to come in as we lose more body fat over the process.
Interesting stuff. No, and then as you get closer, is it, you know, more carbs, more protein? How does that work?
High protein, and we'll slowly dim down on the carbs. Very high carb actually right now.
Okay. And what types of workouts are you doing now? Is it still more powerlifting based? Is it more endurance based? Talk to us a bit about that.
Much more endurance based. So the first exercise is going to be a compound, and that's more of the powerlifting base, I guess. It's more strength base, but it's still in a higher rep range than the typical strength range I'd be training in powerlifting for. But then we go down into much more accessory work. It's actually a much faster workout due to the decreased rest time. So for my powerlifting training, I was doing 2 to 3 minute rest periods between sets, which is actually pretty quick. Sometimes it was up to 5 minutes depending on the amount of weight I was using. And right now for the physique prep, my rest period is 45 seconds to 1 minute max. So that is a big difference for me. And then from like doing accessory work of 8 reps, which was what my power building base was, after my main power, I'd go into accessory work and I'd still be doing 8, the hypertrophy rep range for the accessories. Now my accessories are in like the 20 to 30 rep range. So I'm absolutely exhausting the muscle to pure fatigue.
Wow. No, that sounds, you know what, in my craziness in my own head, I love that stuff, right? Of going hard like that and, you know, and feeling that burn and feeling what, you know, might not be the burn at the time, but believe me, when you're over, when it's done, there's nothing better.
Absolutely. And it's nice having something to work toward.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's the other piece, right? It's, you know, a lot of people are always asking me, how do you train for this? Or how do you train for that? Or how do you have time for this? And the crazy thing is, it's almost like, how do you not have time for this? It's most people look back on their careers or high school careers or college careers as they did their best when they were in season, when they were training with everything else. And it's sort of the same thing in the professional ranks. If you have something on the calendar that you're training for, or you want to become better at XYZ, all of a sudden your productivity and everything goes up at work as well as it does with family, with everything else, because you know you have to get stuff done.
Exactly. I've said this from day one, and fitness is literally my base. It makes me succeed in everything else in my life significantly more. It's like, it calms me down, centers my gravity, gets me everything put together. And if I don't work out, I feel like everything else falls apart. So the exercise element really keeps it all together for me.
Story of my life. But so this was awesome. I love your insight. I love what you're doing. I think, you know, what you've done is grow something that is unbelievable. So keep up the good work. And, you know, it's great to have you on here. But more importantly, you know, talk to us where people can find out more about you and what you're doing.
Thank you. So you can, my YouTube channel, Anabolic Aliens, and all my other medias, I actually post basically daily, or I try to, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok, and it's all at Anabolic Aliens. And then my website, anabolicaliens.com, and my app, Exerprise. You can find it free in the App and Play Store.
Awesome. And what I'll do is here at the end, I'll post access to all that stuff as well, so people can check out what you're doing. But go to Mike's videos on YouTube. They're unbelievable. 6, 7, 8 minutes long. He's actually had some with views in the, you know, 4 to 5 million range. So those are, get some abs, get some biceps, and go make it happen. And again, Mike, you're awesome. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And if anyone has any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to reach out to me at kenoftheexecutiveathletes.com. I'll be posting this with all the content and connections to Mike as well. But also, if you can, go like us on iTunes, like us in various other segments, Spotify, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere else. That'd be great. But again, thanks for listening, everyone out there. Go on, keep on crushing it. We know Mike will. I'm going to keep trying, and hopefully we'll get through this whole pandemic together. So thanks for listening.